So, talking why this Nidhi Dharma in our daily life, you see, without question about, the liberation, enlightenment, or happiness, if you like, without talking those things. You see how Dharma is great protection, in our life, you see. So now to end of the talk. So, Dom Thampa, the translator of Lama Disha, who is also generistic, metaphysical, the generistic, so asked Lama Disha, what the results will be, the action done with the attachment clinging to this life? What result would be, you see, if the action done with the motivation, action possessed by the motivation at the attachment, you see, seeking this life, happiness, you see. So Lama Disha answered to that, result would be rebirth, hell, hunger, ghost, animal. So the actions done, unstained by the motivation, the seeking, the attachment, seeking happiness in this life, the result will be the deva, deva human rebirth, the higher birth, you see, the body of the happy transmigrated being. So, as Lama Disha answered to that. So, the first the explanation, you see, the activity is done, possessed or stained by attachment, clinging, the grasping, you see, seeking the happiness of this life. So, result will rebirth, hell, hunger, ghost, or animal. So that means the actions, those actions, eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, even the action listening Dharma, mentally reflecting, you see, even those actions, making prayers, say, reciting prayers, motivation of doing this stained by the attachment, not dharma, but stained by attachment, the clinging to this life, you see, which is pure non-virtue thought, you see. So that's why all these actions, even including listening dharma, reflecting meditation, reciting prayers, so it become non-virtue, didn't become virtue, didn't become dharma, it became non-virtue, worldly dharma, didn't become holy dharma, it became worldly dharma. So that's why the result, the Lama Disha explained, the result will be, hell, hunger, animal, like that, you see. But of course, that, as I mentioned before, without talking the difficulties, the problems, what arises even in this life, you see, without talking that, talk about the result that you experience in next life, you see. the other one, action done, so eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, doing a job, whatever it is, including the listening, reflecting, meditation, doing prayers, all these, done with the, unstained by the attachment, clinging to this life, happiness. So, although then, become dharma, become virtue. That's why the result of happiness. You see, Lama Disha explained the body of the happy transformation, not suffering transformation, but the body of the happy transformation, migrating, you see, higher birth. So, the result of happiness. And then, why they actually become non-virtue, you see, because the motivation is non-virtue, so like that. So the motivation is the worldly concern, did the action, even including reciting, the listening, reflecting, and listening, and then reciting prayer, all this become old liquidity, even though it became old. So they didn't become dharma, but light dharma, but not dharma. So those listening, reflecting, meditation, you see, doing prayer, so forth. So done with the motivation, you see, the attachment, the clinging to this life happiness, and they didn't become dharma, they become like dharma, you see, appeared like spiritual activities or like dharma, you see. Then that person is also not real, not dharma practitioner, but like dharma practitioner. See, so there's a big difference. Is a like dharma practitioner and the real, then the actual dharma practitioner is there's a bit of difference line between sky and earth. You see, so that something which is like ice cream. You see. Something which is like ice cream, it's not ice cream. So the difference is, is uneatable. You know, ice cream is eatable, but something which is like ice cream is uneatable. So anyway, so one time in the, somebody gave me ice cream, but I think made of plastic or something. Ice cream, you know. Melting down, cream is melting down, you see, melting off, you see. So somebody gave me, I don't remember who gave. So anyway, so I used after lunch, the oldest, you know, who is director of the Mongolia projects, you know, center and projects. So he came, this 1 or 2 years ago, he came at the after house. So at the after lunch, so I offered him that. And with a spoon, I offered them that with a spoon. So he really believed that I real ice cream. So it was so well made. See, so he put the spoon on the side of the ice cream, like this. But it's not ice cream. So spoon doesn't go through. You see, but it's so well made. You know, the cream is melting out like that. So that is like ice cream, you see. That is like ice cream, but it's not ice cream. So like momo, but it's not really momo, you see. So person whose activities even studying dharma and listening to reflection meditation, you see, being a retreat, whatever, you see, various the teaching dharma or whatever is various. See, so if it's done with this motivation, unless they're seeking happiness in life, then you see, it did not be all this being, did not become dharma, but appeared like dharma, but nothing became dharma. So the person also like dharma practitioner, but not dharma practitioner, see, like that. Any activities, the conclusion is that any activities that we do in daily life, doing business, doing job, eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, whatever, including listening, reflecting, meditation, reciting prayers or studying dharma, whatever, all these are done with the attachment, clinging to this life happiness, that is non-virtue thought. So the all the actions done with this become non-virtue. Also worldly dharma, because it's done with the worldly concern. So result as Lama Disha explained, say like that. except as Lama Tsongkhapa explained in the Lama Chemo, that except some exceptional ones due to depending on the power of the holy object. So that means like circumambulation or prostration, make offerings or things like that. To the even the statues to the scripture Buddha, you see, to accept these things. But due to power, even the motivation and virtue, but the power of the holy object, so these activities become virtue. Become cause of enlightenment. even it is not pure Dharma. Not pure Dharma, because the motivation is not virtue. So otherwise, everything, all the activities, done with the motivation opposite to bodhicitta, right view, renunciation, so all are become the cause of samsara, cause of the cycle existence. Okay? So all those things are done with the pure motivation, understand pure because understand by the attachment and clinging to this life. So that motivation is a holy Dharma, pure Dharma. And then those actions become holy Dharma. It is extremely essential. The very first thing to know in the life, you see, what is Dharma, what is not Dharma. So the very first thing from where all the happiness comes from Dharma, non-virtue, you see, worldly virtue, non-virtue. not from non-virtue only suffering comes. From virtue only happiness comes. So from virtue Dharma only happiness comes. So happiness has come from only virtue. That is only Dharma. So what makes in our daily life our activities Dharma, not Dharma, is defined by motivation. Usually, except those actions done depend on the power of the whole object, except those things. So whatever, eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, doing job, whatever activity, doing business and so forth, whatever activity we do, then if it's done with bodhicitta motivation, to achieve enlightenment or something, then it becomes cause to achieve enlightenment. If it's done renunciation of samsara, that how samsara is all a natural suffering, and you see, then having aversion to that, and then then towards seeking liberation, you see, the cessation of that. Any of these activities done with that thought, see, then become cause to liberation. Including listening, reflecting, meditation practice, resigning prayer, whatever, so all this. And then if these activities are done with the motivation, to achieve happiness, future lives, and then, but what's not happiness, but happen not this life, but happiness, future lives. Then still become Dharma. Still those activities become Dharma, because that motivation Dharma, because it is a, because if you understand seeking happiness in future life is attachment to seeking happiness in future life, but it's not attachment to seeking happiness in this life. So therefore, that motivation that is a pure dharma, pure motivation, pure dharma, and pure in the sense, understand by attachment clinging to this life. So, then, as I mentioned already, then all the rest, I said, all those activities done with the, all of the attachment, the seeking happens to life, then all those do not become dharma, as I mentioned before. So now this way, by understanding this point, then you know dharma doesn't mean only praying, only worshipping, to the whole of justice, not only that. So it can become dharma, even sleeping, even eating, walking, you know, driving car or doing business, all this can become dharma. So, so forth, all these activities. So, then from this, then you know, that you have incredible freedom, of in the life that you can practice. See, that all your actions can become dharma. All your actions become. How say, cause of happiness, all the coming future life happiness. Your actions can bring happiness of cause of liberation. And all your actions can become, you see, cause of enlightenment, whatever you do. So, so this way, your busy life, whatever you do, everything can become dharma. You see, dharma practice. So like that, cause of happiness, only cause of happiness. who hasn't studied lambrim, or who haven't much lambrim, who doesn't think much lambrim, so this is just emphasis. What it means practicing dharma, the most important thing to know, first thing to know in the life, before we begin practice. And then from that we know, by transforming our mind actions into dharma, then you don't waste your life. you never waste your life, and always you make your life meaningful, productive, so like that. Otherwise, then one can waste the whole life. reality. Looking like practicing dharma, but not practicing dharma. So believe, looking like practicing dharma, then you believe really practicing dharma. So you cheat the whole life, and so our life becomes empty, so meaningless. So there's a great danger. So now that I said. after explaining, you see, definition of dharma, then we can tell how much become dharma, whether everything become dharma or not, how many become dharma or not. Whether any actions become dharma or not, so by examining we can tell. Then also from birth time, you see, since we met with dharma, or since from birth time, you know, then how many activities become dharma, how many activities become non-virtue, cause of suffering. So that, you see, then same from beginning to birth also, can think of that, you can examine, you see. So that helps, but so rejoice if anything becomes dharma, then you see, then you see, if anything one find out, how much life spent, wasted, you see, actions do not become dharma, then by discovering that one regret, and then to change also mind for this new year, for this coming year, then you see to say, to make project or plan that this new year, and then you see by strong determination, you see, the everyday life as much as possible, the motivation to become dharma, and then all the actions, whatever one does, become dharma. So to make one's life meaningful, you see, so as much as possible, your motivation and actions become cause for happiness. So that, as I mentioned before, the most important, and then to live life with compassion for others. not only when you do sessions, meditation, chant prayers, whatever. Not only that time, but not only that time. Bodhicitta motivation, compassion to others, not all that time, but all the rest of the day, whatever activity we do, do the compassion, bodhicitta, thought to benefit others. So then this, as much as possible. So as much as possible, always examining one's own mind, examining, and then you see, to keep in the virtue, this is special, best virtue, the compassion to others, but it's so that thought benefit others, see, so that so this way, then everything, whatever we, even other times, when we, other times, busy life, then everything becomes cause of, as much as possible, becomes cause of enlightenment, so that, see, the highest success, and that which is the highest success, so that. So day and night, you see, as well. So that taking essence every day, you know, making life meaningful, taking essence, highest essence, enlightenment, you see. Then if one hasn't studied Lamrim, then must study Lamrim, you know, as many as possible, 2-3 times as many as possible. However, then after one studied one, beginning to end, or one or two, or at least one, then every day some meditation or devotion, whatever time, length of time one can do, even half hour or even 20 minutes, 20 minutes or 30 minutes, 15 minutes or 10 minutes, whatever. But every day, something, whatever the length of time is, every day, something of Guru Devotion, and they have fallen outline of Guru Devotion meditation for Lamrim. From perfect human rebirth up to karma, the gradual path of the Lord could have been. So try to meditate on that. By following the outlines, so when you finish karma, you come back again, start from preparing rebirth. Another meditation in one day doesn't mean you have to finish all the meditation one day, but just means to continue. So you do that, you know, 1 month, say, 1 month on the preparing rebirth after karma, the next month on the gradual path of middle capable being, how sometimes you're suffering, the general suffering, the 6 types, the 4 types, 3 types, you know, and 12. The evolution of samsara, shortcomings, was delusion, all those. Then, next 1 month, bodhicitta, from outlines. So every day, in some meditation, doesn't matter length of time, whatever it is. Then that next month, or the 1 month on emptiness. So as far as Lamrim can, or the other one is 1 week on the perfect image birth, next week on usefulness, next week on the difficulties, next week on the impermanent death, next week on the logarithm, next week karma. Could you like that? can you like that? See, 1 week for each meditation, biofilm, outline, algorithm. The other one, third way to do, is that on the basis of everyday guru devotion, until you achieve perfect image of birth, until you get that realization, that couldn't do that, mention that how many weeks, months it takes time. So for each meditation that different suggestions how you can do even in short time. but every day. So this way mind is kept in the lambrin and recharged, see, like battery, see. So the turtle doesn't become dead, you know, they say. So then sooner or later then experience comes, realization comes, you see, along with the practice of purification and the collective marriage and the guru yoga. The good meditation for that. Whole life living with the compassion, see, to others, you know, the total benefit of others. So this way then our new year, if you live life as much as possible with thought benefit of others, you know, with compassion. And then you can come into Lambrim. So the new year, so 2007 becomes very meaningful. That we are alive and we survive, you know, human being, remember. So it becomes very meaningful, very productive year. By the way, you see, it become cause of the world peace, peace yourself, peace in the family, peace in the world, also, and then eventually, you see, all sentient being to bring to enlightenment, you see, like that. Okay, so maybe, so that's the initiation is done. Mm-hmm. I met the initiation finished. I didn't realize how long I spoke. So when I listened back, I was completely shocked so long. When I listened back, I was completely shocked how long it was. So I think I can stay in the room. I don't want to can speak. she gave it. She's a familiar for many years, so she can speak. I can stay in the room. I stay in the room, sleep. She can speak all night. I think I'm proud of happy that they are good karma. They are having good translator. Some karma created from past lives. Maybe this early life, this early life, all past life before this, maybe some karma to have good translator. Even that depends on having good karma to have good translator. otherwise, very difficult. So many problems. Not sure what rebirth I will take next life. But I hope that she can be translated also next life too. Not sure what rebirth I will take next life, but I hope that she can be translated also next lives too. Maybe we should fix the agreement. Maybe we should fix the agreement this life now. To be a good translator, also you need a lot of merit. It's not easy. You need a lot of merit to be able to present correctly and effectively, that people can understand. You need a lot of merit. Otherwise, it's not easy. Especially people to understand, to be able to understand easily. I heard translating Dharma in Chinese not easy. So, anyway, our translator needs a lot of merit. It is possible in the past, having recited the Buddhasabhasamanda about the prayer, which says, I will reveal Dharma into various languages of sentient beings. I will teach Dharma, reveal Dharma. So it could be a result of having, you know, recited the King of Prayer, you see, where it says like that. So it could be a result of those, other paths or in this early life or like that. I know the difficulties of perfect translation. Even somebody is very expert in debate in the philosophical explanation. Even somebody who studied very well, but when it comes to that point, because person studied very well can translate very well. But when it comes to a lamrim or some core transformation, some simple teachings, but the person is not familiar, then doesn't come out the because the person has not been familiar with us, didn't practice or not been familiar, even though it's a very simple subject, but then doesn't come out exactly my mistakes in the simple teachings. So these things happen. It's not easy, the job to translate Dharma. That's very, very, exact understanding of the speaker, Lama Uhuibed, his way of thinking, way of expressing, need to understand exactly, and a good memory. You see, without memory, you forget after a few words. As you start translating, you forget. That's my experience. So when I translate, you see, begin a few words, then I forget the next part. So this needs very good memory, not only understanding, but good memory. If you have good understanding, but the better the memory, then can't complete, you see. Or remember. But it needs many qualities. Very fortunate to have, good translator. Very fortunate I'm talking about Du Wangqing Ru, so that was translated for me for many years. Since I came, I think the second time in Taiwan, or first time I came and stayed a few days, talked at the airport, just a little opportunity to talk Dharma. I think the American professor George at the airport, that was the only time, then I went back. After my first Western Sangha attendant, Neil, he was after 1 year, then Fritz, I guess, what's the name of the living one? Wang Pu-chen and the group, the friends, invited Neil before Raja, Western Sangha attendant that I had. So he taught Fritz house. He taught Lambrim, started teaching Lambrim at his house. And that's how it started. So I think I came then the one after 1 year, I think, in Taiwan. So the thing is that maybe after 1 year or 2 years, I'm not sure. So after 3 years. So after 3 years, since Neil started to teach at Fritz's house, so since I came after 3 years, so I think then since from that time, I think she was the translator. So I think there must be some karma there. And without saying it doesn't happen, it won't happen. And so it has been karma from past. So, so like you say, makes it very easy for me and for all the students here. They will come to listen, talk. It's very easy. to understand. Of course, I'm sure the good translators, even the Lama or Geshe who speaks, who gave teachings, but the translator makes even the Geshe Lama's way to present it, not clear or something, you see, then the translator makes it clear. I've seen translators like that. The translator makes clear, makes jokes, you know. The Geshe Lama didn't make jokes, but the translator brings up jokes along with that while he's translating, you see. There was one Inkan Lama with whom we lived together, who at Baksa under the guidance of our teacher, Geshe Rabdin Rinpoche, from whom I received the very beginning of the philosophy of Dutta. So the first teacher of teaching philosophy, see. So we lived together, we played, sometimes we fight and play, you know. So anyway, this is Rinpoche, his name is Gwangsa Rinpoche, very high lama. So he was translating for one Geshe. So I went there and this in Switzerland, one family. She's the mother is a psychologist, and she's a benefactor of Rud Guru Hisan Rinpoche. So one Geshe was teaching there. One Geshe passed away, maybe reincarnated, I'm sure. Geshe, I don't know the name. So anyway, he was teaching Lambrim there. It was Geshe Rabdin, which is, actually that was his place to give teaching, but then he's busy, so he asked this Geshe to take that role, you see, to teach. So Gwangsa Rinpoche was a translator. So then, so things that, he brings jokes. Geshe didn't make jokes, but he brings up jokes and, because he knows what some people, what they like to hear, you see. Brings up jokes and things that he make it more clear than what Geshe taught, you see. However, the main thing is to make clear and to benefit. Main thing is, to make happy, to benefit for the listeners, you see, the students like that, you see. So I think the great, very precious and very, that having that quality. So I think it's highly beneficial, not only for me, but all the people, everybody who listen Dharma. Everybody who listen to Dharma. Of course, My talk is, of course, my Dharma talk is Mickey Mouse, but I think the Mickey Mouse, yeah, something like that. But, you know, the people can understand clear the things. So it's a beneficial, kind for everybody. So, myself and all the people who are listening, so I think, so I would express that. So, to edit, what I mentioned before, the other things, to my preparation in the mind, for all the attainment, attain all the realization of the path to enlightenment, so that the fundamental lumbrim, the stages of path to enlightenment, and the tongue, the stages of the tongue tra, to leave positive imprint every day in the mind, to my preparation for all the realizations between that, the common path and the particular uncommon de tang tra, to recite prayer that contains whole path to enlightenment, the lumbrim, the foundation, you see, and of tantra. Then the other one is from tantra, which is your main deity, idam or mindful deity that you practice. That you practice every day, being one with day and night, being one with, so that it becomes that practice, that path, brings you to enlightenment, to achieve enlightenment of the deity, to be able to enlighten all sentient beings. So to recite that deity is the prayer, they're containing the whole stages of tantric, the gradual stages of the tantric, the gradual stage to enlightenment of the deity. So one is from the foundation, the lumbrim, other one is the direct meditation of that, the other one is the tantric part, the direct meditation, the prayer that contains the essence of the whole path to enlightenment of the one's deity, so to recite every day. So it lives, that makes incredible preparation in the mind. Every day plants see the whole path of enlightenment there. So from that, every day imprint left in the mind for the foundation of Brahman, then the stage of Tantra of the one's deity, which comes end of the sadhana, end of the long version, end of the sadhana, the longer version, always is there. so that sooner or later, then it causes to have to realization of the whole path of enlightenment. So so that's one thing. Every day is very important. this long life, and also this initiation does two things. Benefit long life, and also attaining the Amitabha Buddha's pure land as two things. And so this initiation I have received from His Holiness Jyotje Trichen Rinpoche, who is His Holiness Sakya Tenzin's guru, from whom His Holiness Sakya Tenzin, head of the Sakya tradition, from whom His Holiness Sakya Tenzin received the Lamdre teaching or many hundreds of so many initiations. Then also, from I think as soon as took such a lambda teachings from as soon as such a the judge chamber say so I was in California, so from Barzapani I went to Boston just to get this, receive this initiation from as soon as judge chamber say in Boston. So Rinpoche, at that time, Rinpoche gave this initiation by sitting on a chair. And Rinpoche received this initiation from His Holiness Dujun Rinpoche, who was head of the Nyingma before Muna passed when reincarnated. I heard maybe there are two reincarnations. His Holiness Dujun Rinpoche. So Rinpoche said that when His Holiness Dujun Rinpoche gave this initiation, it was done but not by sitting on a throne, but it was sitting on a chair. There was some there was some purpose of doing that. So the initiation was with the chocolate, long life pills, the American chocolate. So, I can mention that. And so, unfortunately, Rinpoche passed away. Maybe only a few weeks ago. Rinpoche was in meditation state for 14 days. It was a meditation state for 14 days. And, the holy body, then it's going to bring down from Rinpoche's retreat place to the Maitreya Buddha temple near the stupa, Rinpoche's monastery. So going to bring down with all the four traditions, lamas, procession, and then he's going to the attend in Ubuddha and to lead, you know, the all their functions, the pujas, cremation, that. So I didn't make it for cremation also this time. but however, I requested that to the attendants to make to write a long prayer to return quickly and also build a stupa as quick as possible. So I offered some donation, 100,000 Nepali rupees for to just a donation for that. To build a stupa as quick as possible, so that so my experience that that by doing this, by completing these things earlier, then the lama can receive them back, reincarnate Kuka, able to meet Kuka. So I think so that's a very important thing. So so this from whom I received this initiation, the references, you know, the that so see. One is to so with this initiation there is a prayer to recite this I'm prostrating to the Savior, Tathagata Savior, limitless light Buddha, limitless light, say, limitless light Buddha, or unimaginable light Buddha. So, approach to Amitabha Buddha, then the approach to Buddha, the limitless life, the unimaginable life, Buddha. So, the Omami Devarshi, but also there's another way to the, in the great enlightened Bhavangas, in the Bhavangas teachings, Omami, like you say, here you see, Nama Amitabhu, you see, so the Bhavangas teaching that Nama Amitabhu Shri, I think, like that. But normally, in also other tradition, the normal is one Nama Amitabhu Shri. So whichever way is that, Nama Amitabhu Shri, the very common one, and there is in other traditions, there's the Nama Amitabhu Shri, like that. And so anyway, after these two names of Buddha, then you recite the Nama Amitabhu Shri. Then you chant this one mala, then at the end, when you finish the mala, then may I be born in pure land, Amitabha Buddha's pure land. So that's what you do at the end. You don't need to do that with everyone, with every name mantra. So you do it only at the last. So that makes to be born, like eagle flying, and that you see without any difficulties, you go to Amitabha Buddha's pure land. So the purpose to be born Amitabha pure land, that is one thing is if you reincarnate Amitabha pure land, then that's it, finished. Finished everything. Finished. That's the end. You never get reborn the lower realms. So that is done. You know, you never get reborn the lower realms. There are some other pure land Buddhas where even if you reincarnate there, that still you get reborn the lower realms. You see. So that they are the pure land, you see, were not stable. So here, all the lamas, what is accepted or explained is that never get born in the lower realms, since you're born in the pure land. So you may be very stable. So then you see, of course you, develop the realization there. Then you see, all the Buddha's part of the realizations. You see, then you can come. Then you see, go to as the King of the Prayer says, that you go to. The suffering world to liberate others. So that's so making very stable. That you see, and also here it is mentioned that Machi Labdrung, the one who spread Chö practice in Tibet, so who is the actual embodiment of the reincarnation of the Mother Prajna Paramita, the Buddha, the Mother Prajna Paramita, you see, who is the actual embodiment of that. Machi Labdrung, born in Tibet. Upper place with Tibet, Zang, you see. who spread the Chö practice in Tibet. So she's the embodiment of this Buddha, Mother, Prajna Paramita. The great Mother, the Prajna Paramita. So she advised to her son, so she's an enlightened being, you see, advice to her son, Dawa to do. She gave some Dakini's secret words, instruction to her son, Jayavardhana. Now, the 21 Samaya. So there it says, to achieve enlightenment quickly, one must pray to be born on the pure land. On a very pure land, land of Buddha was very pure. One should by prayer. So, however, there are many other pure land of the Buddha, but some pure land are extremely, you need attainment. Realizations are extremely difficult to be born there. So even Dushita, like material Buddha's pure land, like that, Lama Tsongkhapa's pure land, Dushita, pure land, you need very pure morality. But if you don't have very pure morality, then it's very difficult to be born there, in those pure land. And that's such as Dushita, material Buddha's pure land, like that. So, so here are the Amitabha Buddha's pure land, you see. Here, there's this is a pure land where ordinary beings who has delusions, you see, who has all the emotional problems, you know, delusions, are very easy, if we pray, you see, very easy to reincarnate in this Amitabha Buddha's pure land. Because, see, in the past, there's a must be the Amitabha Buddha past, Buddha Sabbath time. Wilton King, Ring of the Spock, might be the one, so name has to check. Anyway, visualize the pure land. Visualize the pure land and all these qualities, you know. Visualize the pure land, all these unbelievable qualities. And then, you see, then dedicated for ordinary sentient beings where very easily to reincarnate. You see, dedicated and made so many prayers by visualizing the pure land with all these qualities. So, yeah. So that's how. So that's how you see pure land happened due to that Bodhisattva's prayer, and then you see people who create the cause to create so much merit to be born there, made prayer. You see, then the wish, so also they come up together. So this pure land happened. Those sentiments karma and the Sabha prayer, strong prayer done in the past, so that gets the Buddha Sabha to be on Amitabha Buddha before become Buddha, it's Buddha Sabha time, not that. So this, so here, here in the text, in the initiation text, so you talk about the means of a good way to achieve enlightenment. Okay? Jayavardhana, Jayavardhana, the name of the son, Jayavardhana, yeah. Then gave Dakini's secret words, Dakini's secret words, 21 Samaya. So that's what it says.